Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 29th, 2024. This is Tony Dreibus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean and grain trading was closed overnight for the Good Friday holiday. Freezing weather in Kansas may have caused some injury to the 2024 Kansas wheat crop, according to a report from the Kansas State University Department of Agronomy. Temperatures overnight on March 26 to 27 fell below freezing for 12 hours or more in some parts of western Kansas, the university said. Some areas saw low temperatures of 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Winter wheat in the area ranges from upright tillers in northwestern counties to jointing in central areas and flag stage in southern Kansas, said the report, which was written by KSU wheat and forage specialist Romulo Lolato and Kansas Mesonet manager Chip Redman. Southwestern Kansas was likely most exposed to potential freeze damage due to how low temperatures fell and how long they stayed below freezing. This high-risk area corresponds to areas with more hours below the threshold for the predominant crop growth stage and more advanced crop development with temperatures at or below the threshold for freeze damage for the corresponding stage, the report said. Symptoms of the freezing weather will begin to show in the next few days. If leaf burn occurred, it likely won't cause any long-term damage to the crop, especially if plants get enough water as they mature, Lolato and Redman said. Other symptoms include a discolored or mushy head, may take up to 2 weeks to see. Thus, growers with fields at advanced growth stage should check for potential injury to the developing head within this time frame, the report said. For more advanced fields, other symptoms to look for include a yellow flag leaf emerging from the whorl, which would indicate a dead tiller, and wheat heads trapped within the boot and thus emerging from the side of the culm. Winter weather advisories have been issued for much of central North Dakota as freezing rain, sleet, and snow falls in the area, according to the National Weather Service. About a tenth of an inch of ice will form on surfaces along with up to 2 inches of snow, the NW said in a report early this morning. Some areas may see up to 6 inches of snow today. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility, the agency said. Red flag warnings have been issued for parts of southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts of up to 35 miles per hour in the forecast, the NWS said. Humidity will drop as low as 9%. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures will create favorable weather for rapid fire growth and spread, the agency said.